The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Hour two of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statmull. The program's the National Intel Report. It is Monday, the 13th of November, 2017, with Ron McDonald with us. And we're talking to Alan in South Carolina. Alan, what I saw during this past presidential cycle, you saw the looks on the media's faces when it was finally made clear to them that Hillary Clinton did not win. This was their hope. They bought their own crap that they were shoveling. And all of a sudden they find out that, wait a minute, Hillary Clinton didn't win? Oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. And since the time, and it's coming up, it's been a year. Okay, he was elected November 4th of last year. It's been a year. He took office in January, so we're not quite up to the one-year mark yet. But the perception of what Donald Trump might be versus what he is, they went fanatic, and they haven't stopped. And it's just not Donald Trump. It's for anybody else that steps up. And I'll tell you what, it's been described that Judge Roy Moore, when he finally gets the election, because people down in Alabama, they are up in arms about this slanderous attack against this guy. And rather than a guy just being a lawyer that the 13th Amendment forbade, what they don't want in their little swamp lawyer land up there is a guy that sat on a state Supreme Court that knows the law, that here is somebody that has a moral compass. So what did they do? Same damn thing they did to Trump. Well, he's a misogynist. You know, here's this clip where he was talking to somebody and he used that P word. And he's just a racist and a misogynist and he's this, that, and the other. Name calling. Unsubstantiated name calling. They're trying the same playbook with Roy Moore, but Roy Moore is not a chump. He's standing up against these clowns. And what they're most afraid of is a new voice. The lone guy that they want to sequester off in the corner of the cloakroom in Congress is actually going to be on the Senate floor speaking his mind. That's what they're afraid of. He's going to make the whole damn lot of them look like chumps that they are. The sellout treasonous bastards, and I'll say it, Alan, I appreciate you not doing it, but these treasonous ones that are up on Capitol Hill, this is what they're afraid of. They thought it was going to happen with Trump. Well, to a degree it did. But now we're going to have congressmen and senators coming into the wells of Congress speaking about the Republic and the Constitution. We can't have that. Did I put you to sleep, Alan?
No.
Yeah, but you're back on that damn...
Well, let me punch it again.
All right.
Okay, I'm clear now. What you just said just emphasized what I was thinking and didn't say specifically. It's no longer just a rhetorical question. You know, this is in deadly earnest. They are really trying to screw things over, if you will.
Well, and on top of that, Alan, how long have you been listening to this network?
Going on 3 years, probably.
Okay, and what we talk about the Republic, the law, the Constitution, all of this, these discussions don't go on in Washington, D.C. And we've pretty much nailed it down as to where things went wrong. What we need is good, honest men that will stand up and hear the American people. What you and I are thinking, millions of other Americans have fought the same thoughts. And they're tired of it. This is why they voted for Trump in the first place. Forget the fact that he may not have carried out the agenda that he ran on 100%. He's done some good things, and he's done some really crappy things. And we can attribute that to maybe the people he brought in because he'd never been in politics, never been a president. He thought he needed some hefty weights to come in and guide him. Well, they're running him right off the rails. Trump, I don't envy Donald Trump. I think in his heart of hearts, he's as good a man as we could expect a man to be, coming from his background. And I think he's just as worried about this country going in the wrong direction as everybody else. But we have already earmarked and demonstrated where things have gone wrong. But now, to stop one individual from coming into the Senate and to cook up stories on this guy, it is almost beyond belief. But as I said, Alan, not everything is dark cloud here. This does have a silver lining. The ones that don't want him there are the ones that are chattering the loudest, just like Mr. King. I thank you for your call, sir.
Well, I just hope that the people in Alabama will do what they've been interviewed and said they would do, which, of course, the media demonizes them for being ignorant bigots because they say, well, vote for... more regards to whatever.
Yeah.
I hope they'll do that because what they're trying to do is neutralize our people and enrage their own people and precipitate some kind of a critical confrontation. And well, they're going to get it, and we're going to all lose from it.
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, if it comes down to a fight, which side would you much rather be on, theirs or ours?
Well, I'd rather be on the side with a well-regulated American militia.
There you go, brother. That is the correct answer. Alan, thank you for your call. I appreciate
it. Okay, thank you, and appreciate everything you're doing and try to support in what small way I can.
Every little bit helps. You haven't asked
me... thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alan. You haven't asked me the question yet, Ron.
Well, I left it open-ended earlier, and you're supposed to answer.
I know. You tried. Friend. And I just wanted to check your persistence level.
Well, I do have another question, though. Besides that, is I haven't heard anything about pledge drives.
I can't talk about that right now because I got to take Abdul from Minnesota. But I'll get around to it. See, I all got right. You past your 5-minute mark, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Abdul in Minnesota, how you doing?
I'm well, sir. How you doing?
Good.
When you make these rants and stuff like that, I sometimes feel like you're, like, talking to me for some reason.
I am talking to you.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
I got to call
you. You talking to me? I'm talking to you.
Yeah. So, great points. And I was having a conversation with my, quote-unquote, people today, my black people today.
Huh?
And I was trying to...
What color? What color is black, Abdul? I still haven't figured that out.
It's a combination of everything, as far as I'm concerned. But I was trying to maybe not get them to see my viewpoint, but get them to see their own viewpoint.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to start this with the idea of Colin Pumpernickel, what's his name? Pumpernickel, Kaepernickel.
Oh, you mean...
Good enough.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Colin.
So I started the conversation with my people. And I asked them, you know, what they thought about Colin Kaepernick and what his position was, and you think that's a good idea for him to put on the show for us. And they couldn't answer. And I was struck by that. I was like, wait a second. You are saying, along with the mainstream media, are saying that this man, Kaepernick or Nick, or whatever his name is, is standing up for black people and the things that we deal with in our community and how it's not fair for black people in America and all that nonsense. And they're like, well, yeah, he sacrificed his job and millions of dollars to be an activist. Then I said, okay, I just saw a GQ article about Colin Kaepernick, how he is the, what do they call him, the citizen of the year. They're calling Kaepernick is, of America. Okay, GQ magazine is. So in that article, they have no quotes for him. All they have is a bunch of editors that putting together random, or what's not even random, thoughts or talking points from the mainstream media. They put it all in one article and say that represents Colin Kaepernick. Now, he is taking a stance where I'm doing a silent protest where I'm not going to speak on the issues. I'm not going to do anything but do my own community activism. And so I asked my friends, I was like, okay, so what have you heard of? They're like, oh, well, on Twitter, they showed him doing stuff, or on Facebook. I was like, really? Facebook or Twitter? That couldn't be manipulated to give you the perception that he's actually out here being an activist and doing stuff. And then they had the nerve to compare this so-called activist.
Don't you even go to MLK. Don't you dare go there.
No, sir. I'm going to someone they can relate to, Jim Brown.
Oh.
Okay. I said, now, if you look at Jim Brown's resume, he was a famous athlete at the time, broke barriers, and he actually has movements in the street in the black community across this country. I was like, now, there is activism. You're actually participating and doing activities to talk about the plight of so-called black people in America. And so I asked them, like, well, what can we do to actually change things? If you want to bring attention to the plight of black people, taking a knee in front of national television, a privileged millionaire taking a knee isn't doing anything for anybody in my community that I know of. So I asked them, I was like, what can we do? And one of my friends actually came up with a great plan. He's like, you know what? If we all band together and didn't buy NFL jerseys, didn't go to their sporting events, if we didn't buy cable television to watch these sporting events, he's like, now that will really be something. I was like, there you go. You're actually thinking of actively and actually thinking of activism, something that we all can do to actually really protest and really bring about change. Go ahead.
What you just described, Colin Kaepernick, his mother, shortly after this happened, did you see what she was saying and talking about? She couldn't understand for the life of her what the hell he was talking about, because she was white. His father was black. And she's going, I don't understand where all this is coming from. Now, Colin Kaepernick had an overvalued... Let me put it to you this way. If he was a Brett Favre, or if he was a Tom Brady, he wouldn't have been cut. He would have been playing. He wasn't that great of a quarterback. He had one hell of a team around him with San Francisco when they won the Super Bowl. But he thought he was all of that. He could get away with this, and people would kowtow to him. Well, all it did was cancel his multi-million-dollar NFL contract. That's all that happened.
Absolutely.
And how I started out this show today, Abdul, after watching the shenanigans going on yesterday with the NFL and Mr. Goodell's guidance here, to get even closer to the service people, that somehow that it's now going to be patriotic to wrap our loving arms around the military that have killed millions of people in the Middle East for no damn good reason at all. And then, you remember several years ago they come out, well, okay, you don't support the war, and everybody was saying, you know what, we've had enough of this. So there was this lull, and all of a sudden they came back with their new propaganda campaign. Well, okay, you don't support the war, but you support the soldiers, don't you? Now that's morphed into they're over there fighting for your freedom and liberty when we in America have watched this country turn into a damn police state from the very thing that they say that they're for. And I'm going, where now they're touching on more cylinders. They don't understand this. They're pulling the spark plugs out of more cylinders in this V8 than they can imagine. Because not only did they piss off the people that wanted to be racist, but they just took some time out to watch football. Now they're going after the people that really know what is being a true patriot in this country versus what we have been doing with the military-industrial complex and for the aggrandizement of the bankers and the war machine. They're burying themselves. They've doubled down on this, Abdul.
They sure have. And, you know, you made a great point. You know, you talked about the veteran suicide, which is a real issue.
Oh, my God.
One so-called black man taking a knee for protesting the black plight has nothing to do or is even could be in the same topic or consideration as what's going on with our veterans, which is a tragedy all in itself. So I applaud you for bringing that up again, because people don't really realize what's really happening. Now, when I did my show, I had a guy call in, and he was talking about, you know, how pharmaceuticals are good for people that need it and blah, blah, blah. And I kept telling him, like, what is one thing that you would do or could do to really help veterans and people on, you know, on opioids and whatnot? And, you know, one thing he said was stop wars. I was like, you're absolutely right. Like, all the things we go through, the stresses of the people who actually go through there, go to war, all the stresses that they go through and come back and trying to acclimate back to society, it doesn't work.
They've come back to a non-existent society. Much like Pat Tillman, you know, here was a guy. You know, they've got a Pat Tillman Foundation out there. And they've cashed in on Pat Tillman when the American people don't understand what happened with Pat Tillman. He was super patriotic. He felt him having this big fat NFL contract making millions of dollars a year, he didn't feel good about that. He wanted to be patriotic and go join the fight. Once the man was over there and his boots were on the ground and his eyes were opened and he was looking around as to what actually we were doing over there, he started to keep a journal and he said, when I get out of this damn thing, I'm going to be flapping my yap here. Then all of a sudden he was killed by friendly fire, which I would take that to mean. It wasn't regular rank and file. It was probably one of those Blackstone guys, you know, one of those pay to kill people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, the whole damn thing is based on one gigantic, big, fat lie, and they're doubling down and getting desperate. And this is one of the indicators, and I'm trying to stress to people, Abdul, that you're not going to get this blaring report. They're not going to give us a report card tomorrow and say, okay, well, you got an A in this one, you got a B, you got us there, you know, what you've said was true. There's not going to be any admission of this. We've got a monopoly controlling what everybody sees and hears in this country.
Right. And, you know, and that's the thing I brought up to my friends. I was like, listen, you guys don't even understand your own so-called black American history. You think the first president or first elected leader of this nation black leader of the nation was Barack Obama. And I go, whoa, time out. Why don't you go rewind about 250 years, and you go back to when this nation was actually trying to take form. And the person that was elected during that time was well represented and thought highly of by the first so-called president of the United States of America. It was a black man. Now people will say, hey, look.
Well, but Abdul, that's history that wasn't even taught in the schools prior to the reinvention or the flushing. I call it the Orwellian memory flush of true history of the country. Even those were not known by most people.
Right. And I tell my friends, like, do you actually believe that Africans have only been here 500 years, and we only got here through the advent of slavery and white people bring us here to Africa? They're like, well, yeah. I was like, you are absolutely crazy. Pick up a real history book. Go find some of these scholars out here that are black scholars that talk about the real history of America. You have been fooled your whole life. And for my friends to still be on the plantation, this Democratic plantation that they're on, their whole mindset, it troubles me. So I'm going to, every time I see them and have conversations with them, I'm going to attack their ignorance, but in a loving manner to bring them into the fold. I was astonished when my friend gave me that idea of if all black people and people were protesting or thinking alike about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, his example of you know, everybody not buying NFL, blah, 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 that would really show them what you're talking about and real activism. I was like, if you thought that yourself, but you're a pro-Colin Kaepernick fan. I'm like, Colin Kaepernick has no clue on how to be an activist. Activism isn't just taking your money and giving it to an organization, hey, go do great things. I don't support Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I've got to take Abdul. I got to take a break here. Any more time, you're going to have to be a talk show host. Oh, wait a minute, you already are. No, well,
I appreciate your time, John.
All right, Abdul, thank you so much. Let's take the break here. Pat in Fort Worth, John in Little Rock, and others. You'll come up after this break, and I want to get around to what Judge Roy Moore responded to all of this crap.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. You're up next. Hello, Pat.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I had something to say about taxes, but first, the last caller, there was a black man who was a slave, and he bought his way out of slavery, and he formed a company, and by working two jobs, a slave job and then after hours, and his name was Solomon. I guess that's his master's name. And he helped finance the Revolutionary War. And when he died, he had $300,000 in the bank.
Now, that's a lot of money back then.
Yeah. But they're not going to tell you black history. They're going to tell you Afro history, the Afro era, the communists, you know. And my brother was in, he was killed in the military in Vietnam, friendly fire. My stepfather, he taught communism. And he said, I remember the day when they told us we would no longer teach it, it was 1956. So that's how long communists have more or less had the upper hand. And he never believed that my brother wasn't, the friendly fire wasn't because of that. But let me tell you what I really call for. You didn't mention fair tax. And at one time, They came out with it in 2015, and they had 150-something people in the House who were co-sponsors. And I just looked up quick on my little iPhone, I mean my little Android, and I saw that a few of them were listed there now, and the top of the list was Ted Cruz.
Wow.
So we could see, if you have a flat tax, what they'll try to do is have that in IRS, so you get the IRS to torture you.
Well, and none of this has to be. I mean, the IRS tax, as we have discovered, was nothing but a surety for the bankers once they redid our banking system in this country, which unto itself was unconstitutional to have anybody outside of the government stating what our money value was valued at. Okay, that's a long way of saying that the middleman had to get his interest in on top of this. He had to rake the sweet cream right off the top of the milk here and keep it for himself. Well, we've been doing this for over 100 years, and I still see the people playing the same old game. And quite frankly, I'm watching this country literally in ruins, literally in ruins. And now we have people. I you know what I should have said to Abdul Patton? It just occurred to me. When the blacks in this country understand that whites are in a slavery ring as well,
yeah.
I think their attitudes
no
will change.
You
know, it might put a little bit more fire under them, but they've got to understand what's really going on here, and then to realize that okay, I was once a slave and I was kind of liberated, but kind of not. But now they put me right back into a bondage that I can't identify and I can't see, but I'm still a slave. Wow.
Speaking of that, this sovereignty. Talk. I don't think people use that name because automatically you're an enemy of the state. But didn't they believe? Didn't they say that when they got I won't get to the beginning of it, but that we're all worth a certain amount.
Yeah.
Down
your birth certificate being filed with the United States government and them kind of monetizing it. Yeah.
I think maybe they raised our value, but it's in Puerto Rico. And could that be part of the problem going on down in Puerto Rico? Because my banking account, I couldn't get them for days to ask them about an entry. And they said, well, we kind of wiped out in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
And so I was wondering about all that stuff down there.
I don't know, Pat. I don't know who's running the scam over there right now, but they're billions of dollars upside down and supposed to be one of our territories, and they're treating it as if Hillary Clinton tramped on their shores over there and really screwed them. Oh, by the way, it looks like we might have an investigation here from the Attorney General's office, maybe not Jeff Sessions himself because he's recused himself all over the place, but that doesn't necessarily mean there can't be special counsel brought up and a real investigation into the Hillary Clinton Foundation and everything else. Pat, I'm up against a break. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All righty. By the way, Ron, don't let me forget to answer your question.
Okay, right when we come back.
I promise. John and Little Rock, hang on. You'll be the next call after Ron McDonald extracts the information that he wants from me. Ooh.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
All right. Breaking news here. Tonight, 9 p.m. Central Time, Laurie Anderson will be reporting. John Lamb will report live from Las Vegas regarding the Bundy trial. Ryan Bundy has been granted pretrial release around 7 p.m. I guess this is Vegas time, Mountain time, our time. And they are awaiting his release. Ron, I smell something going on here. They're rattling the saber here on the Hillary Clinton Foundation, the Uranium One deal, Nevada, why they really wanted the Bundy Ranch. I think this is shaking them right to the core here. So folks, tune into the network at 9 p.m. Central Time tonight with Laurie Anderson, and you'll get the lowdown on this. All right. Now, your question. I will answer your question now.
Okay, well, actually, it's a twofold question. Is I haven't heard any pledge drives. I was wondering if that's been off the table.
I'm sorry?
Pledge drives.
No. Michael is again talking to me through the glass, okay. Interrupting the show. What? Thank you for that interruption. Would you like to come in and do the show with me? If you do that, who the hell's going to run it? I have to get you a better mic out there, Mike. At any rate. Okay, what was the second part?
Well, how are the equipment doing? How's the equipment doing? Because I know they were faltering on you, and I know you had to either replace them or you were going to go under. One or the other.
Well, everything is put together with spit and bubble gum, and I'm here to kick butt and chew bubble gum, and I'm fresh out of bubble gum. Does that answer your question?
That answers it clearly.
Yeah. Folks, we never have enough money. For the first time in 7 months, bought a new pair of jeans the other day because I had to get down to a function here with Eric John Phelps, okay? Still haven't bought my underwear and new socks. They both have holes in them. Does that answer your question?
Well, yeah. I think it answers it too much.
Well,
too big of a visualization.
I'm sorry, but...
That's
hey,
okay.
This is a real network, real people, hey. Real talk, real... okay. We need your money. For those out there that have been thinking about donating and haven't, do it now. For those that have supported us in the past and you can continue to support at the level that you have, please continue. For those that haven't even thought about supporting this network, I will stop my commentary right there. Because what I would have to say to you, if you have the ability and you have it, there'd be only one question I would ask. What the hell are you waiting for? No, we need, you know, I'm up at HEB. Somebody had sent me a money order, and they sell Western Union, you know, what do you call it there? HEB refers to them as checks because that's how they process them. But it was a money order. So I get this letter back from Chase Bank going, you're going to have to go back to HEB or Western Union or whoever to make payment good on this check. They submitted it, not once, not twice, but three times in the same period of time during a day, and they figured, oh, fraud alert. So they kicked it back and wouldn't pay on it. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I just discovered another little mistake. Our Extendivite friends that send us a check, I deposit it. They can't find the check anywhere. So, folks, we're short of funds that I thought I had in there that I ain't got. We need some money to operate. So whatever you can do, do it now. And, Mike, it was this one lady called in, Marguerite, thank you. She donated $100. The rest of you, if you have the ability, don't wait until tomorrow. Don't take time to think about it. Just let your crazy little fingers do the dialing. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Make a pledge. Make a donation today. And become a member. You know, a dollar a day club. Many people are starting to snap to, you know, we got to support these guys because they're important. $50 or $100 a month, if you can afford more, we will certainly take it with a severe, I applaud you. Please, folks, support that which is here for all of us. I don't want to go quietly into the night. Do you, Ron?
No, not at all. Not at all. I have another question for you, too.
Yeah.
I used to see the ad of Extendivite on your home page. I don't see it anymore on any of the pages.
Mike? Yeah, it is. It's right below.
Is it? Where is it?
It's right below. This was Jeff Bennett with a Lone Ranger with a silver bullet. And then we've got ARO Outfitters. And then right below that's Extendivite.
Okay. On homepage?
Yeah. On all the pages.
Well, I'm not seeing it on mine. I don't. Apparently something's going on when I try to view it that way.
An ad blocker? Why would it be an ad blocker if it's.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well. It's on your end.
Okay.
Okay. You might. Do you have the page cached?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, it should refresh, and it should be there. John in Little Rock, you've been hanging on forever. Hello, John in Little Rock.
Yeah, am I on?
You're on.
Okay. Yeah, well, time is something I'm very familiar with, and I should know because I've done so damn much of it. Now, that being said, I got three quick questions here.
Okay.
One on JFK, the second one on Roy Moore, and the third is a possible guess.
Okay.
All right. On the JFK deal, Donald Trump has released the file that everybody been waiting on, or at least tried to hold on to life before death took them, like Tex Mars. And everybody's excited. Now, everybody knows that there are one or more shooters. There's only one little problem with all of this. You know what it is?
Go ahead.
Now that Donald Trump has released the file, and the CIA has told him, well, not all of it, Mr. President. So, while they're sitting on a coffee-sized table, government-classified file, declassified half of it, we now know there's one or more shooters. Okay, that makes it a conspiracy under USC Title 18, 1751, subsection D, which says one or more. So I don't know what Donald Trump is doing. I don't know why he's sitting on his butt. He need to be ordering Jeff Sessions to start an investigation. The FBI need to be kicking doors in. The federal marshal need to be doing something.
I get, John. We need to find John, I've done a little bit of thinking on this today. And just as Senator Jeff Sessions gave up his senatorial seat to become the attorney general, what Mr. Trump should be doing right now is having a nice quiet conversation with Jeff Sessions and opening the door, and after he walks through it, slamming it shut. When Judge Roy Moore gets up there as senator from Alabama, he should make the same deal that he offered Jeff Sessions. Now, if that were to happen and he went into the AG and say that we got somebody out there, let's say somebody like Judge Napolitano, maybe he can bring Napolitano into the Attorney General's office and we can really start doing something about draining the swamp. Just a suggestion.
Well, John, I'm just a little PO'd about this because you know why? The official storyline is Oswald acting alone, and that's it.
I know that.
The official storyline.
Well, on September 11th, geez, what happened on that day? We had three buildings that magically collapsed, and then we went to war in the Middle East, killing millions of people. For what reason? There's more fish to fry here than we got frying pan space or fat, my friend. And I understand where you're coming from.
John, your government lied to you for 56 years. Oswald did it. That's it. Case closed. Now we know more. How about that, huh?
How about that?
Your government lied.
Hey, it ain't my government. Is it yours? I don't recognize. I don't recognize what puts its face in front of the cameras and the controlled media in this country is putting out to us. I don't know what the hell that is.
What's classified about a lone gunman? Question mark. Huh? What's classified about it?
Well, just
there shouldn't be nothing classified about it.
John, just remember. Yes? Just remember. There were three things that Kennedy did that really made a lot of people angry. What did he say about the CIA? I want to tear them up in 1,000 pieces. He wasn't going to have a Vietnam War. Uh-oh. Oh, by the way, I'm going to do this by executive order. And by the way, when Harley Schlanger comes up with me Wednesday, we're going to be talking a little bit about JFK, so you're going to want to tune in then. And if there's anything of interest, call in. But you know, take a look at what's happening here. Yeah, we've been lied to. The CIA, many have said that the only way the JFK assassination could have been pulled off the way that it was, the CIA had a big hand in it. So why would they be inclined to release all the information that would point back to them? John F. Kennedy came up with the federal notes, ordered the Treasury through executive order, competed right against the bankers here in this country. Oh, and by the way, there was that little thing about Cuba as well that kind of went awry. That was a setup. So there's more to be exposed about this, but John, I understand. But don't call it my government, because I don't know who's representing this democracy now, and I don't know who these asshats are, and I don't know who they're talking to, because they're not talking to me, or they're not talking to you, or they're not talking to Ron McDonald, or anybody that listens to this network. I don't hear them anymore. Well,
John, I just want to say that, all right, now what I can't cover, I cover on my radio show at Spreaker.com, Radio Occupied America, tonight at 8:05 Central Time. Now,
well, that's a naked, unbiased plug.
I'm going to plug you. I'm going to plug the fundraising drive on my show tonight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I do that. But see, what I want to plug next is, number two, Judge Roy Moore.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about him. I don't give a about the Republicans or the Democrats, none of them, because I'm a one-strike, one-term kind of person. You know what that means?
I vote for you, you screw up, you're out of my book.
Thank you. And a lifetime ban on ever serving in public office. You see, make it real quick here. Back in the 80s, the Republicans were campaigning on three strikes and you're out, right? Yeah. So you commit a third crime, that's it. A lifetime sentence. Well, I'm a believer in one strike, one term. We need to get that in the Constitution. It needs to get done. Otherwise, you had the same problem.
Okay, now hold on, John. You're moving at light speed. You're pushing boulders aside when a pebble might be tripping you up. How's this one? What if Judge Roy Moore is the man that everybody hopes that he is, that obviously that Jeff Sessions isn't? What if Judge Roy Moore, in the Senate, acting in capacity, and I understand where the government is right now, but the same people that were voting for Donald Trump for a change, they might not have understood what has happened to this country. But what if you have somebody up there that is listening, that will hear what we're saying, and we can prove to them, this is not a wide-eyed conspiracy theory here as to what has happened to this country, for them to turn it into this damn democracy we're dealing with today. But what if we have the likes of a Judge Roy Moore that comes up there and goes, hey, you made your case, you're exactly right. What if? But here's the thing, John. I'm not throwing all of my cookies into one jar here, but it's the constant pressure. It's the constant questions that are being asked, not only of Judge Roy Moore, but of Jeff Sessions and any other asshat that has taken position in Washington, D.C. We the people, we are the government. They're our servants. That has been flipped around. This is another aspect of walking and talking. Not yelling and screaming and yelling epithets or calling somebody a name, but based on fact, not a theory, and particularly a conspiracy theory, but a conspiracy fact. It is up to us, short of a revolution in this country, an armed revolution. What you're going to see along this path is more people being woken up. And I'll tell you what, if I can recruit 100 more people into the unorganized militia, if needed, when it comes, I'm going to invite them into the party. That's not up for discussion right now, because that's the last stop at this dead-end railroad. Get my meaning?
All right. Yeah. All right, my third point and final is very simple here. Invite Cynthia G on your show.
Who?
Cynthia G.
I don't know who that is.
Of course. Well, she is a black racist with a large YouTube following, and if you want to have a good laugh and talk about race, you can invite her on your show.
Why would I even want to bother, John? There is nothing to bring her up to prove to this audience that she's an asshat?
Well, she's going to say that you are a Caucasianoid and you belong in a cave.
Oh, well, that's great. And she can think whatever she wants to think. She's vastly outnumbered, and she's going to lose, and I don't give a damn how big her following is. Because who works?
I'm going to invite her for you.
Well,
go on her Twitter account and do it for you.
Don't do it. You can do it on your own show. Don't do it to me. I ain't got the time.
Oh, don't worry. At 8:05 Central Time, I will. On the net.
All right. Hey, John, I got to go. Thank you for your call. I'm trying to get Cynthia McKinney up on this program, and somebody is blocking me from having her on. There's somebody I want to talk to. And I've got a funny feeling I know where it's coming from. And I won't name any names, but I've already had her on the program. And they're together like, well, they're as thick as thieves. I think a word has been dropped. Man, don't go on that show. I smell a rat here. Remember my statement earlier, Ron, about on the other side of the fence flipping you off?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, these are the very same people that won't address what we need to do to make America great again is give us back our damn earning power. Give us back our money. You know that little exchange unit that it's been just ripped apart and shredded? Yeah. These very same people that will not say we got a problem, they're spending their life trying to skirt around it, and they're making a living out of it. Well, to you. I've already been exploited enough.
Could we have that one more time, John?
Huntsville, Alabama, Judge Roy Moore, the GOP nominee for the United States Senate, announced Sunday evening at the event that he plans to sue the Washington Post for its series of hit pieces against him, his wife, his foundation, and his campaign. Breitbart News carried this, was granted exclusive access to the event, which was closed to the press. After the judge's speech, his wife, Kayla, spoke out in a forthcoming exclusive Breitbart News interview. Her first ever interview with the press during this campaign, and the first time she has spoken out publicly in response to the salacious allegations from the Post. Shortly after becoming the Republican nominee for the United States Senate, the Washington Post published an article attacking me, my wife, my foundation, for moral law in Montgomery, that's his foundation, moral law in Montgomery, Alabama, on my salary. Moore announced to a crowd of about 100 supporters at the Huntsville Christian Academy. They said I took over $1 million. There were not $1 million. I wish I had $1 million. In fact, I didn't take the money they awarded me for the salary because I had my own recognition and opted to embrace that salary myself and not take anything from the foundation. So my salary collection wasn't much. Over 8 years, it would have been almost $87,000 a year. So I had to take a note and a mortgage for the rest of it. But I never got the money. So the Washington Post finally realized this after they published an article saying my wife and I got $1 million, saying you didn't pay taxes for what you didn't get. Of course, the audience broke out in raucous laughter. So I was wondering where they got the idea. They talked about control of the money. We didn't have control of the money. Anyway, to make a long story short, they kind of failed. So about 30 days before the general election, just the other day, the Washington Post published another attack on my character and reputation because they are desperate to stop my political campaign. These attacks said I was a minor child, I was with a minor child, and are false and untrue, and for which they will be sued. Now, at this point in time, the crowd's going crazy here. The fans go wild. Comment request sent from Breitbart News to Washington Post editor Steven Ginsburg, gee, how did I know, who, per a Post reporter, edited the story on Moore, was not returned Sunday evening. These attacks are over things that supposedly happened 40 years ago, Moore said. Some of you aren't old enough to remember 40 years ago because you weren't born. But if you were born, it's difficult to go back 40 years. I've been married for 33, nearly, and it'll be December 14th. Got to remember that. He's remembering his anniversary. I've been married for 32 years so far. It'll be 33 in a few weeks. He said, we have four children. I have a daughter. I have five granddaughters. I have the highest regard for the protection of young ladies. When I returned to Gadsden 40 years ago, after military service, I went to work at the office of the district attorney. I've been a student of the law for 40 years, and out of public office served as a judge, a prosecutor, a defense lawyer, then judge justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. To be attacked for sexual impropriety contradicts my entire career in law. I want to make this clear. I've not provided alcoholic beverages to a minor. I've not been guilty of sexual misconduct with anybody. These allegations come only 4 weeks or 30 days before the general election. Why now? For 40 years, I've been so scrutinized in the press, investigated by an attorney general one time, years ago, investigated by the Judicial Inquiry Commission of the Court of Judiciary. I've run 5 statewide campaigns, every one of them hotly contested. 3 county elections, every one of them hotly contested. And you know, I've been at the center of 2 national controversies over religious liberty, one over the Ten Commandments and the other over same-sex marriage. To think that these charges come just 30 days prior to the general election is comprehensible. I tell you why now, because there are groups that don't want me in the United States Senate, Moore said. There's the Democrat Party. They don't want to see me in the United States Senate. There's the Republican establishment, which has spent over $30 million to keep me out of the United States Senate. You put them together, and they realize my opponent is 11 points behind. They're desperate. Then Moore explained why the GOP establishment is so terrified of him. You saw, why would the Republicans want to go back the Democrat? Moore asked that simple question. Doesn't that seem strange, odd? Well, not so, because they'd rather have him for 2 years and then elect a Republican from the establishment than elect me and have me there for 2 years. They're all in it together. I would say that is pretty damned accurate. By the way, there's been allegations that, he was talking to this 14-year-old girl, and he would call her late at night in her bedroom on the phone. Her mother came out and said, she didn't even have a phone in her bedroom. I paid the bills. I know what where was. I mean, the whole thing is cooked up. Folks, you're starting to get the sense. Remember the old thing, Ron? It's always darkest before the dawn.
Yes.
I can't see, man. It's so damn dark right now, but I see a light. Tiny little candle.
By the way, did you give out donation numbers, where to call in, where to send the checks?
I can't, without even soliciting a donation, the only one came from Marguerite for $100. I can't make them call us and donate. We can ask them to please donate now, 800-724-2719. And Mr. Oberhauser, if you're listening to the program today, you said you're going to get me Judge Roy Moore. Please make that call, because you know him personally. I want to get this man on the air. And whatever is talked about on this program is not going to hurt his political chances, if that's what we're afraid of. I'm right in this guy's corner. I know the reasons why they don't want him there, because it might start a new trend. Somebody that knows law, the Constitution, and knows this is a republic and not a democracy. I want to encourage the man. Go to our website, folks, republicbroadcasting.org. God, I wished I had a dollar for every time I said this. We could have been funded for the next 6 months. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button, top of the page. Can't miss it. Hit that. Goes to PayPal. Make a generous donation. And while you're there, have a little talk with yourself. And convince yourself that I should be supporting these people every month. And do an automatic monthly donation. It won't hurt. Out of sight, out of mind. Don't read your statement at the end of the month too closely. And you'll never regret it. Because we'll be here along with you. We're one of the last remaining networks out there, folks. I've been coined the godfather of alternative media. That award was not given to me just for lip service and a little giddy ha-ha. It happens to be the damn truth. Been fighting this for 25 years. Give me the ammunition to fight another day, another week, another month. Ron McDonald, it's always a pleasure.
Same here, John.
Glad to know you, my friend.
Thank you.
Now you can go back to beating your wife.
I will.
Thanks a lot. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Coming up Wednesday, Harley Schlanger will be with me. And we're going to start lining up some good guests on this program. Now that I can do that and quit worrying and running around, pulling my hair out, because we ain't got enough money.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.